Bulletin Board, Journal Junction. This month, write about your favorite holiday. When is it? Why do you like it? Do you or your family have any traditions for this holiday? Write about a new tradition you might like to start. Gratitude Snack Mix. Ingredients: 2 cups rice or corn square cereal, 2 cups mini pretzels, 1 cup sunflower seeds, 1 cup dried cranberries, sweetened, 1 cup raisins. Put all ingredients in a bowl and stir them together with a large spoon. With each stir, say out loud something you are grateful for. Make sure the snack is mixed well. You can put the mix in small bags or bowls to share with family or friends. A list of words spelling out the word blessings: brother, love, electricity, seeing, singing, ideas, night, goldfish, seasons. Blessings race. Divide your family or a group of friends into teams. Give each team a paper with blessings written down the left side. Each team's goal is to write down a blessing that starts with each letter of the word. For example, the first blessing could be brother or Book of Mormon. See which team can complete its list the fastest. Do we remember to give thanks for the blessings we receive? Sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors of heaven and helps us feel God's love. President Thomas S. Monson.
Missionary Moments. Even though you won't serve a full-time mission until you are older, there are things you can do now to be a missionary. Here are some things children like you have done to share the gospel. In my middle school, I'm one of the only members of the church. One day in class, the girl sitting next to me said a man who was Mormon wasn't treated fairly because of his religion. I spoke up and said I was a Mormon too. A lot of people had questions about the church, and I was able to answer them. It has come up again in class, and I've been able to share what I know is true. I know that by sharing my testimony, I can be a good missionary to those around me. Gemma P., age 11, North Carolina. I took my friend to school to read during free time. My teacher asked me about it, and I told her it was a children's magazine published by my church. I asked her if she would like to take it home and read it, and she said yes. She brought it back after the weekend and said she liked the magazine very much. She said it was full of good things. I told her that my parents get a magazine for adults full of good things for them. She said she would like one of those. I took her the special ensign about Jesus Christ. It made me feel warm and sparkly inside to share something that I like so much with someone so special to me. Emma G., age 9, Pennsylvania.
End of Bulletin Board.